Well, it's 11:45 on day one. That's Saturday, May 17th. I set out from Terrigal Surf Club this morning at about 6 a.m. Happily, there were a lot of my friends from Terrigal Trotters Running Club there for their regular Saturday morning run, and I got lots of encouragement as I left the car park, particularly when I lost my balance slightly and nearly ran into the back of a car. Provided a little bit of extra merriment for everybody, but I survived without incident. I then headed out from Terrigal, which is a beautiful beach right on the coast, inland to connect up with the F3 freeway, which runs from Sydney to Newcastle. So one of the main arteries in the state of New South Wales. That was about 20 kilometres away from Terrigal. After about 10k, I was met by a cycling and running friend of mine, Marg, who rode with me for about 30 kilometres. That was a nice way to start off. Sun coming up on a cloudless day, and just chatting away, the kilometres went pretty quick. Once we're on the freeway, made pretty good time. Saturday morning traffic was building up, and there was plenty of it, but you are allowed to ride on the freeways, or most freeways in New South Wales, in the breakdown lane, and because the surface is quite good and because there are very few intersections and so on, it's pretty easy to make good progress. The freeway pretty much skirts the eastern side of the Wattignan Mountains, so all along that stretch there for about 60k, there's a low, densely forested mountains on the left, where I do quite a lot of mountain biking and running with friends. One of the nice parts of the world up around here. Towards the end of that stretch, I was met in a ute by a colleague of Sharon's, a teacher at Brisbane Water Secondary College, who's also a cyclist, and he came out and tracked me for 10 or 15k, stopping every so often and wishing me luck as well, so that was nice too. And I forgot to mention that Dan Cleary, the proprietor of Pushy Galore Bikes, who've helped me a lot putting my gear together for this trip, didn't quite get up in time to join me for the ride from Terrigal, but appeared next to me driving in his car not long after I left, and also wished me well, so that was nice too. I've just cleared 135 kilometres on my bike computer, so I'm making reasonable time. It's sunny and warm, getting more breezy. The forecast is for gusty northwest winds, which will be head and crosswinds later this afternoon, which won't be so good. But they precede a storm system which is going to come through late today, and that should bring with it some blusterly southerly winds, which will be helpful for me, but will also drop the temperatures apparently quite a lot and bring some rain. So tonight, or late today, and tomorrow will likely be quite wet, and the weather could get quite interesting this afternoon. I haven't had too many of those what am I thinking moments yet, starting out this expedition. I'm aiming for 50 days around Australia. I have a schedule worked out to do that. That requires me to be doing pretty close to 300 kilometres a day for those 50 days. So I still have to my target of a town called Kew this evening about 160 to go. That makes it pretty sure that I won't get there before 7, between 7 and 8 tonight, so given that it gets dark around 5:30, I'll be riding the last part in the dark. I seem to be in reasonable shape. I was a bit worried about my left thigh muscle, which I seemed to damage a little bit in the mountain bike race a couple of weeks ago. That caused me to postpone leaving last weekend to this weekend. So far it seems good, but you just tend to be a little bit focused on any twinges that you get when you've got something like that. So every now and then, if I get a twinge or a bit of stiffness, I think, is that the start of something bad or not? But touch wood, so far so good. The riding's still along the freeway. I'm now well north of Newcastle. The traffic's gradually lightening, but there's still plenty of Saturday morning traffic around. The countryside's still quite heavily forested with eucalypts, and every few K pass through small ranges of low hills, which gives me some climbs every now and then. You probably hear me puffing every now and then, and that keeps me honest. I have to say I feel quite tired, so another 160K is going to be a fairly good ask today. It was a latish start compared to what I hope to do for the rest of the trip. Generally I hope to be going and on the road well before 4 a.m. this morning. It was 6 a.m. so there's 2 hours right there that I've missed. I'll probably ride another 40 or 50k before I stop and get a late lunch. I had a second breakfast at near Hexham, just north of Newcastle, so I don't feel that hungry, but it is quite warm and I'm starting to get a bit thirsty, so I'm going to try and stop every 30 or 40k for 5 minutes or so and have a drink and a few jellied snakes for energy, and try and make sure I don't stop anywhere for too long, which I think is the fastest way to lose time in endeavour. I think that's it for now. Thank you.